The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I can say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Even with the storm that has been raging outside, it is a beautiful evening to gather together on this Maundy Thursday. The name of this day comes from the Latin word mandatum. It is also where we get the word mandate, as mandatum means commandment. When Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room for his final meal, he said to them, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." He not only told this to his disciples, but he also showed them an example of what this love can look like. He washed their feet, exemplifying that they are to live in ways of caring for one another and serving one another. I love this story so much. It was the gospel reading at my ordination service. And if I could have convinced my colleagues, I would have washed every single one of your feet in here tonight. But I do know that you all know my love of sandals, and I enjoy a good pedicure, but not everyone feels the same. For some of you, getting your feet washed when you came to church would make you feel the least bit loved and wildly uncomfortable. So this brings me to my main point the message that I want you to remember tonight. To love one another, we must know one another. In a poem that was written about how Jesus took time to know and see and love the woman at the well, Chris Kinsley and Drew Francis say it like this: to be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. I'll say that one more time. To be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. In our gospel story, I get the sense that Jesus knows exactly what he needs to do so that his disciples will feel this love, understand it, and be able to then show it to others. He takes time to wash their feet, and he takes some special time just for them in the upper room. Often when Jesus is out and about with his disciples, they're in public places. They're meeting with lots of crowds of people. Just at the beginning of this week on Sunday, they had an impromptu royal parade. And then throughout the week, they were having all kinds of run-ins with the elite religious authorities. Jesus ransacked the temple, and it seemed like it was just debate after debate. So on this special night, on his last night, Jesus has some quality time with his closest followers. I imagine the disciples felt like how I felt when, as a young child, I got to have one-on-one time with my parents, with one of them. I grew up with four brothers, and sometimes during the summer, my dad, who was the superintendent of our school district, would take just one of us to school with him. It was take your kid to work day. And we would play, well, or I think my brothers did this, but I know that my favorite part was drawing on the whiteboard, because that was only what teachers were supposed to do. And after our time and Dad got his couple hours in, we would go to this greasy spoon diner, and we would always order, when it was Dad and I, the waitress would come and ask, you know, do you want a cup of soup with your meal? And we always got cream of mushroom soup because Dad and I loved it, but my brothers wouldn't eat it, so we never had it at home, you know? That was something special for just Dad and I, and he knew that. To be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. When Jesus washes his disciples' feet, I imagine they would have felt that love, and then they maybe had a good idea of how they were to love one another. I wonder, though, how Judas would have felt in that intimate moment with his Lord. Could he look Jesus in the eye? Did Jesus whisper in his ear something like, "Hey, I know you've been put in a difficult situation. I love you, and remember that this water symbolizes forgiveness." Did Jesus say it? I can't help but wonder. Jesus' relationship with Judas reminds us that you can love someone and not approve of their actions. You can love someone and not agree with them. We see this dynamic play out with Jesus and Peter as well. So often in his discipleship journey, Peter messes up. He questions Jesus' authority. He rebukes Jesus when Jesus says, "One day I've got to die." That's the whole "get behind me, Satan" episode. Peter loses trust in Jesus right when he's walking on water and he starts to sink. He doesn't really want Jesus to wash his feet. And in a few hours, when they're in the garden, he's going to cut off some poor soldier's ear that's just following orders. And finally, when Jesus stands trial, Peter will deny him three times. Peter makes a lot of mistakes. Jesus, however, might turn these mistakes into teachable moments. He might use them as an opportunity to correct our behavior. But Jesus never abandons Peter. He never gives up on him. He never stops loving him. Jesus' unconditional love is just that. It's eternal. It's forever. Jesus absolutely, 100%, forever and ever, loves Peter and Judas and us. It's a tall order then, or at least it seems so, for Jesus to command that just as I loved you, you should love one another. But if I'm honest, instead of feeling overwhelmed by this commandment or thinking that there's no way that there are certain people in my life that I could 100% forever and ever love, it's kind of freeing to think that I can love a person and not agree with their actions or their choices, and it's still loving like Jesus. Perhaps our challenge then, for those in our life who might be difficult or the situations that we may find ourselves in, it's better to get to know one another. That's how we can show love to one another. We can be curious and compassionate and remember that empathy does not require agreement. To be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known. The good news for us this night is that we have a Savior who knows us and loves us even with our faults. So may God guide us to know and to love one another just as Jesus loves. Amen.